This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycast.
Remarkably, we are getting all kitted up in Lycra in here. We're going to become mammals, middle-aged men in Lycra, because today is all about bike riding and food. It's called Le Tour de Chef. You're going to know all about it by the time we finish. And I've dragged in a sort of special guest co-host who had no intention of being on the radio until she walked into the studio. She's joining me as well. We'll talk beer too. All that between now and 2 o'clock. Yes, hello, we are talking cravings. It is currently 6 minutes past two. You are on Joy... 6 minutes past one. I'm an hour ahead of myself. You are on Joy 94.9, and today's program has a bit of an almost sporting bent to it. Much later in the program, we're going to be talking to Mike Brady. He has written songs called Up There Kazali and One Day in September. I have to bring football into this show somehow to talk about the wonderful North Melbourne Football Club, who are tonight playing in Sydney for a spot in the prelim final. So if I get mildly obsessed about football during the show, you'll bear with me, I'm sure. The other sport, of course, that we are going to be talking about is cycling, and we have some unlikely candidates. You've heard of La Tour de France. We have in Melbourne La Tour de Chef. And if there's anything to inspire you about getting involved in this event, it is Scott Pickett in Lycra. He's not here to be here in Lycra to talk about it, but I have some wonderful guests with me. One who is acting as a special guest co-host. She walked in and I said, come on the radio. And she said, what? Kirrilly Walden. We actually know you as the beer diva.
No,
that's beer girl bites. Oh, no. Now I've already started on a bad foot. Tiff, welcome.
Thanks, Pete.
It's good to have you in. And you are going to act as my special guest host, and you're going to be able to ask questions that I might find inappropriate.
Sure thing.
Which is good of you, of course, to do. Also in the studio, Casey Wall is here from Rockwell and Sons. Welcome, sir.
Hello.
Smith Street in Collingwood.
That's it.
You can say what number if you'd like.
288 Smith Street.
Excellent. Tell us about Rockwell and Sons for those playing at home that haven't visited your establishment.
It's just kind of a casual restaurant that we started 3 years ago.
Is it three years already?
We didn't have much money for a fit out. Me and my business partner, Manu, have always been kind of a fine dining background.
Mm-hmm.
So when we opened a restaurant and had no money, we decided to scale it back a little bit and still try to use the techniques and the service that we've learned in some of the better restaurants around Australia and the world, and give the people a casual offering.
The style of cuisine, can you describe it? Does it fit into one basket?
I don't know if it fits in one basket. We get pegged as American a lot, obviously, because I'm an American.
Yes, your voice would give us that.
But I think we're an Australian restaurant. We use Australian produce, Australian ingredients. We have, obviously, some ideas come from the States, but you'll find anything on the menu. We're not stuck in any one direction.
So you're not all Southern fried brisket and business?
No, we do fried chicken.
That's a must on any menu. Should have some sort of fried chicken in one way or another. Joe, we'll get to you in a tick. Where in the States are you from?
From North Carolina.
From North Carolina.
Just the foothills, right at the base of the mountains.
Lovely.
Yeah.
Tiff, where are you from? I don't think I've ever asked you that question.
Outside Philadelphia.
Way outside Philadelphia.
Way outside.
Not even close to Philadelphia.
Okay, she's in a different state. She's from Maine.
It's better than saying I'm from Jersey, so.
Oh, you're a Jersey girl?
No.
Oh, that's all right. And you would call it Joysy if you were from Jersey. You wouldn't call it Jersey.
No.
From Joysy. Have some coffee with you. And also in the studio is Joey Varghetto. He is from Mr. Bianco, of course. Welcome, sir.
Thank you very much.
We're actually working outside. It's probably been 6 years since you're in here.
I think so, yeah. It's been a while.
It's not for lack of
trying. I
probably
did a really bad job last time. You didn't call me.
No, not at all. Not at all. So Mr. Bianco is, I think you were at...
We're in queue, 285. I think this, the radius, we need to be, anyone has to be part of the 200 address. So it's 225 here on Burke Street, you're 288 on Smith Street, and we're 285 on High
That's
Street.
Beautiful. And there's a two in front of me, the number of my years of my age as well, which is magnificent.
That's right, 22.
Multiplied by 2 plus GST, and I think we'll be getting close. So, Mr. I think last time we spoke to you, you were at another establishment.
Another establishment that I owned in the city, or it was just up the road, to be honest with you.
Just here?
Oyster Little Burke.
Oh, yes,
Oyster Little Burke in Burke Street.
Yeah, there. That
just
way.
Off Burke Street, So that was a while back with Luke Stringer.
Who is now in Brisbane.
Doing some wonderful things up there.
He is. Mm-hmm. So tell us about Mr. Bianco.
So Mr. Bianco is predominantly Italian. Yeah. It has a really heavily accented Sicilian accent, where I'm from, in Messina and Ragusa. It has some beautiful Sicilian dishes and so on. But then
Do you have some fried chicken?
Well, you know, the saying, you fry it, they buy it, always works. So we've got arancini, which are fried.
Can you put chicken in the arancini?
We can do that. I love chicken.
Excellent.
I absolutely love chicken.
And I think the world's a happier place where there is fried chicken.
It's a bit like parfait.
How long have you been a mammal?
For a mammal, wow. I used to do a lot of riding when I was a kid, riding from Sandringham to the city when, my mum didn't know that I was actually on a bike going down the Nepean Highway. So that was when I was
she
probably 11
you were
or 12.
At Sunday school or something?
No, it was just kind of after I was always, kind of adventurous. And then obviously work and going overseas and working as a chef doesn't obviously, have the best times to jump on the bike. But I have to say, for another last 10 years, I've been hitting it pretty hard again, on the bike. And then meeting these lovely guys that, obviously, for Tour of the Chef, Scotty and everyone
and
part of the ride, St. Crispin and Rockwell and Sons and the guys from Tipo and Lupini, we got a little group together and we've kind of brainstormed this and kind of come up with all, it's been some
and
fabulous
it's the Tour
support.
De Chef. And yeah. Casey, you said earlier, this is all about, you've got to have a little bit of balance in your life somewhere, and being on the push bike is it for you.
Yeah, when you cook fried chicken and hamburgers, you kind of...
and drink beer.
I've given that up. You can't drink beer and ride bikes.
No.
You can afterwards, but if you drink after work, you're not waking up to ride the bike the next day.
That's fair. Do you ride, Tiff?
I do.
Slowly. Yeah.
Slowly.
I'm a lot slower than Casey.
And you've got to ride from North Melbourne to Collingwood.
Yeah, that's just 4Ks.
It's not that far. How far do you have to ride?
North Melbourne to Fitzroy.
Same distance,
just slightly different alteration.
It's like a block away.
And I think since we saw you last or spoke to you last, you've got a new bar. You should tell us about that.
Ah, so Craft Beer Bar on Smith Street on the north side of Johnson Street.
Does it have a number 2 in front of it?
No.
Oh, you'll have to go. Joe's theory's just gone out of the window. You will have to go. It's 12 minutes past one here on Joy 94.9. This, of course, is Cravings. We're coming back to talk about why these gents are wearing Lycra and why we are talking about bicycles. First, a couple of messages. You are on your favourite food and wine show. It is... Oh, I've got all sorts of things going on here. It is, of course, Cravings. We do this every Saturday with you, and we shall continue to do it until I probably die.
I was at work.
I was riding my horse.
I was microwaving a watermelon.
My iguanas escaped.
There are lots of reasons why you may have missed your favourite show, but don't worry, because our podcast team has you covered. They'll work through rain, hail and national glitter shortages to bring you the best bits of every show. Visit joy.org.au and click on the podcast tab, or head to the iTunes Australia podcast store and subscribe to your favourite shows for free. Thanks to our podcasters, you'll never feel guilty about missing a show again. Joy.org.au.
Bonjour, I am Gabriel Gatte. You are listening to Cravings with Peter Dillon on Australia's only gay and lesbian radio station, Joy 94.9.
Yes, you are 14 minutes past one. You've heard of Dykes on Bikes a lot on this station. Well, we've got Chefs on Bikes, Chefs on Cycles. We could probably try and be alliterative and do that. I couldn't come up with a word in a hurry. Chefs on Spokes, maybe? I don't know. So, Le Tour de Chef, this is a fundraiser for Second Bite, and it takes place on Sunday, 27 September.
Next week, yeah. Next Sunday, yeah.
How far are you riding is my first question.
85 k's.
Really? Have you ridden 85 k's all at once before?
Yeah, that's a normal ride, I would say.
Really?
Yeah.
God,
that's
85
kind of a short
k's.
Ride, to be honest with you.
That's, you know, 40 k's somewhere and back. They're halfway to Woodend and back.
Halfway, yeah. Woodend's a nice ride up there. You don't stop at Woodend. You go to Kyneton or...
See, I'm somebody who doesn't ride a bike. I have a bike. My partner and I bought one of the bikes for Christmas a couple of years ago, and I think mine's had about 3 trips out of the garage. I don't ride a bike, and the idea of riding 85 kilometres seems absurd to me.
Well, you know, you get part of a group and you get quite enthusiastic, and then you if you don't get there on time and you kind of let the others down... It's that kind of, I think, you know, friendship and bond with the other guys in life.
I have a competitive nature. I would not be leaving anybody behind.
No.
But I would also probably give myself a heart attack. Maybe I'd be a bit slimmer if I rode a bike.
Well, you got a good physique, I have to say, Pete. I think you could get on the bike easily.
It's all very well disguised, thank you, John. I should get the bike. Maybe I could ride the bike to St Kilda to work.
Yeah, it's always downhill.
Yeah.
From the western suburbs.
Yeah, well.
I can't ride the bike over the Westgate, I don't think.
There's plenty of bike lanes and ways to get in.
I'm trying to find excuses. Thank you, Tiff. So 85 k's from Carrum.
Well, starting in Collingwood, isn't it?
Starting in Collingwood.
Yeah. That's right. It's like a friendly ride to Carrum. Mm. And then from Carrum to Main Ridge is the actual race.
So it's a race. You're actually competing against other people.
Well, that's...
Yeah.
I've seen it both ways. I saw friendly race in an email, but those two words live in mutually exclusive
universes.
Well,
they do. Friendly race is not sort of quite right, is it?
Well, I think we'll all be friendly up, you know, probably about the 70th kilometre, and then I think, you know, might as well, you know, see what happens after that.
I'm just going for a breakaway.
Breaking away from the peloton. You've been learning all of the words. Is this your first one, Casey?
My first.
Is this your first Tour de Chef? Because it's been done. Has this been done before?
No, no, it's never been done.
Oh, this is the very first.
This is the first inaugural.
Yeah.
Yep. The guys from there, you know, Joe and Scotty from St. Crispin with Sarah have kind of organised. We mentioned it like a year ago, but it was over banter. I think we had a few too many glasses of wine about a year and a half to 2 years ago. But, you know, Joe has picked up the ball and run with it.
I didn't know Joe was a bike rider.
With it, I think, maybe. He's a good rider.
He has the physique of a bike rider.
He's mentally strong and everything. He's good.
I'm trying to think who it was that told me you could never trust a skinny chef.
Well, that's right. It's a famous saying by Ferdinand Poix, his name is, and all, you know, the guy that taught Paul Bocuse and Alain Chappelle. Never trust a skinny chef, but ask him, was he fat once? So he may have lost weight. Yeah.
You're very up on your culinary philosophy, aren't you?
I kind of am kind of history cook.
Excellent. So you're going from Smith Street to Carrum as the first part. And how many k's is that? Was it halfway, 40-something k's?
I think it's about halfway to the, was it, the St. Aidan's Anglican Church? One of the recipients
Anglican
of the...
Anglican Church. Close enough. It's all the same shop, I think, at the end of the day.
I couldn't see the word through my microphone.
That's all right. The Anglican Church is going through possibly a split at the moment. But that's another piece of news that we won't discuss. I won't get into religion on this program. So they're a recipient agency of Second Bite, which is the charity that you're doing this for. So you're doing this to raise money.
Yep.
The goal is to reach $10,000, but so far there's almost 6,000 reached.
There is, yeah. But I think Joe from St. Crispin hasn't added his money, so I think he's going to add another 10 or something. He's got, you know, he's got
he's loaded
cash full. Of- Cash stash somewhere.
Haven't you got kids? You can't have money when you've got children.
No.
It's impossible.
No, but we're about 6K, but I think by we'll make 10 once everyone.
So can people sponsor you? Yeah, is that how it works?
Yeah. Can sponsor us, go into Rockwell and Sons and try their special burger and try their specials that they've got on.
Yeah, we have
donate money to that.
Yeah, we have a special on for the weekend and
for this weekend.
Yeah, for this and next weekend, mm-hmm. and we're donating proceeds to the Second Bite as part of a fundraising effort. And
excellent. So how's your team's fundraising gone so far?
Yeah, it's not as strong as that. we wanted to lead up to it. We didn't want to. Sometimes if you start
too early,
yeah, if you start too soon, you you lose interest. I was trying to hold strategically plan it.
All right. So you're expecting a big sort of finish, a big finale to your fundraising.
Yeah, we're shooting for $1,000.
Excellent.
From Rockwell.
Tiff, have you been helping with that fundraising? What's your role in all of this? Are you just
part of that is somebody has to go in and buy the burgers and eat them. So
all right. So it seems to be you at the minute.
Yeah.
Because she's eaten 20 burgers. So
you were talking about your culinary skills earlier before we came in the studio. Probably why you're eating burgers, but that's a discussion for another day. Joe, how's yours?
Great. I have to say, Marco Lori from Lupino has donated a lot of his time and to getting a lot of the sponsorship through as well. Mr. Bartholomew has donated about, six cases of wine that we're selling at some restaurants. His wine called Wanted Man.
Oh, it's very good wine.
It is a very good wine. So all the money that's coming from that will go to the donation. And I know that the guys from St. Crispin has also got a cocktail on, fabulous cocktail.
Oh, yeah,
like a lemon cocktail, which I think one cocktail is not enough. So all
one's too many, 100's not enough is the problem. So involved, what are the guys at Woodland House doing, do you know?
Just being absolutely amazing, I think. I'm not really sure, but I know that obviously all of us will come to the party with some sort of donation.
And O'Connell's? Who's riding for O'Connell's? Do you know?
No, I don't, to be honest with you. O'Connell's, no.
And Movida Aki. I'm sure Frank's not donning the lycra, is he? Although he's lost a lot of weight.
Hopefully you'll sort out a couple of paellas at the end of it. But
And you're ending up at Sunny Ridge Strawberry Farm, which is good because that means you can replenish your body with strawberries and healthy things.
Well, the only problem about that is you're still 85 k's from home, so I'll have to get back and ride.
So that's the question. Is somebody going to be there to bring your bikes back?
I'll ride back, I reckon.
Yeah, well, obviously our families and that will come with their cars and so on. And I know the guys from Bike Gallery are bringing bike trucks and things like that.
It actually says support riders. Does that mean somebody will get on the bike and ride for you? Is that what a support rider does?
No. a support rider, I think, kind of helps you do your hair, making you look really awesome. But
or rides beside you and pushes you so you can get up that hill?
The boys from Bike Gallery are pretty amazing riders, so I think they'll be leading the pack and cutting the wind for us.
Nibbly help with the water bottle.
I hope so, yeah.
And who's taking care of beer on the way?
Well,
Tiff volunteered.
Because you could be riding along and have one of those nice little baskets on the front of your bike that has all the flowers and strings
have,
on it.
I do have like a proper road bike.
But I'm thinking you've got to have something to put the beer in. So a little esky on the front.
Yeah, that's what your cup holders are for.
That's only going to hold two beers.
You can tell she rides a lot.
Cup holders are in the car. Look, we might take a bit of a musical interlude while we regather our thoughts and think about all of these chefs in lycra. It's 22 minutes past one. You're on Cravings here on Joy 94.9.
Hi, I'm Anna De Silva, and you're listening to Cravings with Pete Dillon on Australia's only gay and lesbian radio station, Joy 94.9.
We're listening to you. SMS 0427 JOY 949. Email onair at joy.org.au or call us 1300 JOY 949.
You can do any of those things. You can even send a tweet if you're a tweeting type person to cravings_JOY 949. And you can interact with me. We can interact with our guests. You can, I don't know, you can tell us whatever you like. Lots of things coming up for both of our guests. And, Casey, yours is all very shrouded in secrecy and security and embargoes and non-disclosure agreements. But there is the potential of a second venue somewhere in Fitzroy at some time in the next year or two.
I would say closer to a year than two, but excellent. Yes, it's in the process. And
will it be a similar style to what you do at Rockwell now?
No, it'll be probably a one step up.
Excellent. I won't push you any further because, as I say, embargoes and non-disclosure agreements and all sorts of things. So that's interesting times ahead for you, I imagine. We'll be keeping you very busy.
Busy times ahead.
You have a million things going on, Joe Vaghetto.
I wouldn't say a million, maybe 100,000.
What are you doing at the Winning Taste Pavilion at the Royal Melbourne Show?
We're making sausages with my my beautiful head chef, Fal. Mm-hmm. That's currently working his heart out at the restaurant.
Because you're
covering me,
because
I'm at the
off.
Radio with lovely Pete here. Oh. And the two guys in the kitchen, Chris and Brendan.
Excellent.
So,
Do they work harder on the weekend when you're not there?
Well, no, I think they're very constant. They work very hard a lot, always. Great team of people I have at Mr. Bianco.
And is it busy in Kew?
It is very busy.
We know Collingwood's busy, and I say that because it's close to the CBD, and there seems to be people in Collingwood all the time.
Seems to be.
People constantly checking in somewhere or another on one of those minion apps. Kew is a probably slightly different space.
Well, yeah, it's probably a different
demographic.
Kind of demographic as Collingwood. I think rather getting to the restaurant on the fixie, they'll probably get to the restaurant in a Jaguar.
Probably. Have their driver drop them off.
Or their driver, yeah.
Indeed. So sausage making at the Winning Taste Pavilion at the Royal Melbourne Show Monday week. Mm-hmm. Good food month. I like the sound of what you're doing.
Oh, yeah. That's quite exciting. We're doing one dinner at Mr. Bianco. That's basically memories of Pippo, basically me as a young boy growing up in an Italian. Pippo is a nickname for like Giuseppe. So Giuseppe is Joe, and a shorter version of Giuseppe is Pippo.
Oh, okay,
like Giuseppe, Peppino, Pippinuzzo, all these different names, and it's basically a memory of me growing up Italian in Australia, and how, you know,
and pissing off on your bike from your mother when she thought you were doing your homework.
I was, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And you're riding into the city from Sandringham.
Yeah.
Good work. And you and Remo Nicolini are going to do something as well. Yeah. This sounds like great fun.
It's quite quite exciting. Remo with A25 there on Toorak Road. We're doing a fight to the death, you know, pizza versus pasta at his place. Fight to the death. And Raymond, and I think Raymond's going to kind of hold us both back.
I was going to say, it's Raymond's going to have to do something, but he'll make a pizza that's upside down or be something.
Raymond's got some fantastic idea with doing some zucchini and things like that. Quite exciting.
Mm-hmm. I think it's a good space for him, Ray Capaldi.
Yep. No, it's lovely.
So you've got a lot going on.
There's a few things, yeah. And then obviously the guys from Rockwell and Sons as well. You know, the summertime and the parties and the functions that, you know, at your restaurants.
Yeah,
it is.
It gets busy.
Mm-hmm. It does get busy.
You get a reprieve after New Year's, but...
So between now and New Year, it's just crazy, crazy, crazy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's probably coming into TIFF, the perfect time of the year for people to be drinking craft beer.
It is. It's getting to be beer season.
Isn't it always beer season?
Well, for me it is.
Yes. What is it about beer? So if you were to imagine winter, so we're just sort of, we're coming out of our hibernation. Some of us are more portly for the exercise. We haven't been out on push bikes through winter. What should we be drinking now in spring?
In spring. So spring would be traditionally things like saisons.
Mm-hmm.
So a little bit more floral, a little bit more fruity, light, more carbonation, sort of.
So fizzier, more fruity beers.
Yeah, a little bit lighter. A little bit less than the heavy, like, stouts and porters we've been drinking all winter.
Oh, I mean, they still do call them a meal in a glass, a good stout, don't they?
Yeah.
Do you have a favourite stout? And this is by no means a way of advertising or anything. It's just, is there something that you is a go-to for you?
So hard. That's so hard to pick. Something
whichever
like,
one's in front of her.
Right now we've got a Lamington stout on tap.
A Lamington stout?
Yeah.
Which is coconut.
So, like, coconut.
Chocolate.
Chocolate, berry... on a glass. It's pretty good.
That sounds fantastic.
Yeah.
I would be drinking a load of that, but obviously be four times the size that
I am.
It's
like dessert in a glass. It's perfect.
Well, I don't eat dessert, so... Is there a beer that tastes like cheese? I know there is one... now, who's our young man? Chris Minichelli?
So he's my business partner.
Yeah, so there was a beer that he bought in this particular day that had the taste of a Christmas ham.
Yeah.
It was smoky. It just tasted like I was drinking ham.
Yeah.
What is that beer?
Oh, it could be all kinds of different things.
How many beers are there that taste like ham?
Well, there's a whole style of beer called Rausch beer that are all smoked. So they have the malt is smoked. So they all, for everything from a tiny bit of smoke to a whole lot of smoke, to like bacon in a glass.
Please don't tease me like that. Bacon in a glass.
It's a real thing.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Okay, we need to sit down and talk after this because I need a supplier. As we're coming into summer, have you got activities and stuff happening over summer? Have you got
we'll be doing plenty of tap takeovers and small events on at the bar and plenty of Christmas parties in the lead up to Christmas.
It's a good place to have a Christmas party.
Yeah, because we have the upstairs space, so it's like a secret upstairs function. Party room.
Excellent, excellent. How many beers on tap?
Five.
And how many in the fridge?
Probably 100. Yeah.
So when you get an idiot like me that comes in who doesn't know a great deal about craft beer, and I walk in and I say I want something that tastes like a Corona, do you throw me out or...?
Nah. Then we just start tasting things. We start tasting things and I find out what you like in a Corona. Do you like the lime? Or do you just like that it's like light?
It's preferably because it's light, because I don't like too much fizzy stuff. I'm fat enough as it is.
See, we can work with that.
I want beer that doesn't make me feel bloated.
Gin and tonics.
I already drink enough gin. I think I'm keeping in the economy of some Polish state in operation.
We've got some fresh hop gins too, so like hops and gin.
Yeah. Hops and gin together.
So good. Yeah.
So it's like gin beer.
So like gin made with juniper and hops.
Rather than the grain spirit.
Rather than all of some of the other botanicals they might add.
Ah. How many of those gins do you have?
3 and a hop vodka.
Hop vodka?
Mm-hmm.
So what do they taste like vodka or gin? Or do they taste like beer?
A little
bit. Or do they taste like you accidentally put some gin in your beer?
Well, because a lot of those hops have like really citrusy like flavors. Yeah. So if you imagine that in a gin, it kind of makes sense. It makes
perfect sense.
Yeah.
Because you should always have loads of citrus in your gin.
Yeah.
Very good. So people want to know more. I'm assuming you have a website for your bar.
Yeah. So TworoBar, TWOROWBAR.com.au.
TWO, I'm really slow. TWO.
ROW.
ROW.
BAR.
Two Row Bar.
So yeah, Two Row Bar on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all the things.
Do you have a website?
Yeah. TworoBar.com.au.
.com.au. Rockwell and Sons online.
Yes, are you?
Do a search for all the socials.
All the socials are Rockwell and Sons, and our website is rockwellandsons.com.au.
rockwellandsons.com.au.
Mr. Bianco? So it's M-I-S-T-E-R, not like in M-R.
Mr. as in the real spelling. Yeah, Bianco as in the Italian white. For white.
Yep. .com.au. Yep.
Excellent. So all of your events that are coming up are on there as well?
Yes, they are. Yeah, they will be...
Today.
Very soon. Just give us a call.
Yes, we'll indeed. And that's so tworobar.com.au in Smith Street in Fitzroy, Rockwell and Sons in Smith Street in Collingwood, and Mr. Bianco in
Q. High Street.
Thank you. Thank you all for joining us. We're going to move on. I'll catch up with Mike Brady very shortly as we talk about football and we talk about all things that involve singing at the football and a particular charity event which is happening very shortly on grand final day. It is the Variety Club charity lunch, and there's going to be a stack of footballers and there's going to be really delicious food. But I just need to talk about football because tonight there is a game of football that I am very, very interested in. Before you go, guys, who do you follow, Joe, in the footy? Because you're...
I think you know Carlton.
Yeah, okay. Whoops.
We had a disagreement
I'm
once.
Sure we did have a disagreement once. That was probably back in the days where North was playing like crap and Carlton weren't as bad as they were this year.
Yeah, they were. I think, and then North Melbourne beat us, and then you rubbed my nose in it.
I would never have done such a thing. I would be not so rude at all. A reminder, of course, that event is on the next Sunday. Your big, great big bike ride, the Tour de Chef.
Yes.
People, has that got its own little website or it has...
It actually is on Facebook, yeah, Tour de Chef, and it's with St. Crispin's website as well.
Excellent.
Mm-hmm. Joy 94.9 in Melbourne, joy.org.au for the world.
Hi, I'm Katrina Hyam, and you're listening to Cravings with Pete Dillon on Australia's only gay and lesbian radio station, Joy 94.9.
Yes, indeed, you are listening to Cravings here on Joy 94.9. Very shortly, I'm going to be speaking to Mike Brady, but... To give you a hint of what Mike Brady is about, you may or may not remember this particular song. This will tell you who Mike Brady is. Now, for those of you not into football, this, of course, is Up There Kazali by Mike Brady. He is a man whose voice is synonymous with AFL. He's probably sitting somewhere in Hobart singing along to that song as we speak. Mike Brady, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Pete. Yes, I am indeed sitting here in the bowels of Belrive Oval, now known as Blundstone Arena.
Yes, and you're doing that because?
Well, it's a grand final day here for the Tasmanian AFL, you see, the Tasmanian Football League.
Yes.
The Tasmanian and the Glenorchy are playing North Launceston in the grand final, and I'm singing a few songs, which I'm very pleased to be here.
Well, I was trying to find one day in September. Is that yours as well?
It is, yes. Anything footy I've written about it.
Yes.
You didn't write about a jock strap, but it happened.
I've probably got some lyrics I could help you with, but we'll come to that at another time. the reason I wanted to talk to you, obviously you're involved in something, this is probably the busiest time of the year for you. I imagine you're around the country, guitar in hand, doing all sorts of performances for football grand finals. And whilst this is a food and wine show, that we can get to food and wine in just a minute. Is it a crazy time of the year for you?
It is a crazy time of the year. And if I have a bad September, I have a bad year, but luckily, each year it's been getting bigger and bigger, and I do more interstate stuff now than I used to do. But you know, I'm very lucky. Without it, I'd probably have to get a real job, even at my age. And I drink plenty of food and wine because I've just been to the dinner, the lunch upstairs, and they had very good Tasmanian produce and beautiful wine. So, and not that I'm drinking at the moment, but so I do get to do a bit of indulgence in Bacchus and food as well.
Well, that's a wonderful thing. I don't think it was that long ago. It was probably a few years ago that we were on an event together for the Melbourne Food and Wine Festival that involved a number of places, I think, that were in Port Melbourne. And we hopped around between the Rose and a couple of others and had a look at some food and wine together, I think it was. That's got to be some years ago now, Mike Brady.
It was, and I do remember, Peter, and we went from restaurant to restaurant. It was a bit of a... It was supposed to be a food and wine crawl, but I remember it must have been six restaurants, and I think we'd all had quite a good time.
Well, I don't remember the food past the third one, because I believe that there was a considerable amount of wine at the first one, and I know you and I sort of walked along the street talking a lot about football, because I am suitably obsessed by the game, and of course tonight... my very own team are making the trip north to take on the Bloods. Hopefully we can come away with a win. It's put us into another preliminary final. Last year we played and did not so good, and it was Sydney that took us out. So we may go to exact a little bit of revenge this evening. But on the
maybe doing a Hawthorne after last night. Gee, that was mighty last night.
What a game.
Right.
What a game indeed.
Unexpected, I think.
Mm. There's a good marriage between food and sport, isn't there?
There is, and it's become, as Australia's become more sophisticated, and we've, you know, in my lifetime, we've gone from, the humble, Chinese chop suey as an exotic food to this massive range of, through the migrants that brought these things. And, of course, the events... You can have your pie and sauce if you like, but you can also have pretty good cuisine at most stadiums now.
Indeed, and I note the AFL has made some concessions this year to reducing the price that we pay for such goodies at the game. Now, there's an event on at Crown, and that's sort of the reason I wanted to talk to you today. It's the AFL Great Grand Final Lunch. It's been going for more than 30 years, and it supports disadvantaged kids through variety. And it's, you know, it's already raised more than $1 million and changed the life of thousands of kids. Why do you get involved with it? What's the, you're obviously there for a sing-along before it gets, you know.
Look, I've had a long involvement with variety. I was on the board of variety for many years. disadvantaged children has always been a bit of a passion of mine, because I come from not a really a disadvantaged background, but a housing commission and, you know, pretty basic, but we were loved and we knew we were loved. But, you know, there's a lot of children that need a bit of a leg up, and a lot of parents that have trouble coping. A variety have done a fabulous job over the years, and this is one of their signature events. In fact, it's become like the biggest AFL lunch in Victoria, in Melbourne, before grand final over those years. It started off pretty small, but it's grown and grown, and they've got a huge lineup this year of football stars and personalities
and singers.
The singers, yes, I'm singing with the Victorian. I forget their exact name, but they're a women's choir. So I'm up there singing with 40 or 50 women, which I should be in my element.
You should. It sounds like something that would be right up your street.
Led by Wendy Stapleton, the fabulous Stapleton. Mm. Isn't she wonderful? So it's going to be a very big afternoon, as it always is. Unfortunately, I'll have to leave probably midway through the afternoon.
Because you might need to be at somewhere else for a little bit?
Yeah, I've got a few things on that day.
Yes.
But I always make it there because I've got a very soft spot for variety. And as I said, it's a seminal event. A lot of the footy players talk about it. And we've got a few very big names, including little Eddie Betts, who was wonderful last week for Port Adelaide.
Couldn't turn it around last night.
I couldn't, but I just think he brings such joy to the game, that young, not so young now, but that little player with such a massive heart. But anyway, look,
he's a game changer.
He is, yeah. He's got that speed and that turn and all that stuff. So he's coming along.
Yep.
He'll be there.
You've got Brenton Sanderson.
Yes, we've got Brent Sanderson, and we've got, of course, the inimitable Craig Willis.
Who's your MC?
MCG.
And does he scoot off from there and do the presentations post-game?
He, post-game, you mean on the...
On the MCG the after the game.
Oh, yes, he does. He does all that. Yeah, but I think he goes home to sleep on the Saturday night, because we're talking about... a different night. I think he goes home and has a sleep. Of course, he's got Tony Jones, the very able and hard-working Tony
Channel
Jones.
Channel 9.
Share the event with him. But,
the lovely Lenny Hayes.
And Lenny Hayes is there too. Yeah, so it's a huge lineup. Yeah.
And then, of course, there's a bit of comedy. You've got Damien Callanan, who's a wonderful bloke. And is Tom Hafey there to present his award?
No, well, sadly, Tommy's not with us anymore. Oh,
of course he's not. That's foolish of me.
That's interesting, though, because his figure and he was so large as life. I've made the same mistake, Peter. I thought, what if Tommy's coming today? And then I realised, of course, he's passed on. We all thought that he'd live forever, Tommy Hafey, because he was
perhaps he's
so
living forever in our minds.
Well, he will, and there's no doubt about that. He's a wonderful man. I've got a couple of fantastic photographs of him, and he gave me a picture that he signed, and he gave it to me, of him with all his premiership cups as a player and as a coach.
He was an incredible human being. So there's lots that's going to happen at the awards lunch, and it is, of course, all in aid of variety. It's on the 30th of September.
Yes, 3 days... 3 days before the grand final, which, of course, is in October this year.
Yes.
And maybe I might get to sing one day in October.
Well, it's quite an anomaly, because the grand final now being in October means that one day in September you're singing about the preliminary final.
Yes, I've got to change it. That's right. I'm certainly singing about something, but I'm not quite sure whether it's the preliminary final. But the odd thing is, we have had an October year once before. I think it might have been the year of the Olympics. I'm not sure. And I think I sang one day in October, the footy's almost over. So pretty benign sort of lyric.
But yes. Could you be getting in touch with the good people at Fable and getting another single out, I reckon?
I don't think so, Peter. I might have milked it to death already.
And remind me, what year did you write Up There, Kazali in?
Well, I was just born. It was 1979.
Yep.
Which is only 36 years ago.
Yes.
And if you had have told me that Up There Kazali would be still around today and still being played at a grand final, an AFL or, as it was, I say, CFL grand final, I would have just laughed. So it's a big thrill to have something that's, I suppose, stood the test of time, and I'm very proud of it, and I'm very honoured to be a part of it.
And I'm sure that it's kept you in beer and Skittles for a few years as well, Mike Brady.
Oh, I hope so. Yeah, it doesn't earn a lot of royalties because we're a small population, Australia, and a lot of people just download it anyway. But, you know, it leads me to be able to do turns like this here in Hobart, you know.
Exactly.
And all the grand final functions I sing at, so I'm very, very lucky.
And we'll let you get off and tune up your guitar, because I'm sure that very shortly you're about to sing at Belrive. Thank you for joining us this afternoon.
Yes, in about 5 minutes, I think, Peter.
Yes, that's why I thought I'd better let you go. Pleasure.
Yeah, hello to all your listeners. I'm a bit of a fan of Joy, so I listen quite often. So keep up the good work.
Terrific. You know? Thanks, Mike.
Good on you, Peter.
Good on you. Bye-bye. That is Mike Brady, of course. His voice you would know from Up There Kazali. He's part of the Ridey AFL Great Grand Final Lunch. It's happening on Wednesday, the 30th of September, 2015, at 11:30. There is a wonderful thing to support. You'll get some great food, some great booze, and, of course, some great entertainment. We're almost done for the day. I've got another couple of minutes when we return from some of these announcements, but I will be coming back to you, of course, just to finish off the show and introduce you to Joe and the next program. You are on Cravings here on Joy 94.9. It's 5 minutes to two.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
G'day, I'm Pete Evans, and you are with Pete Dillon on Cravings on Joy 94.9.
Well, yes, my friends, you are here on Cravings on Joy 94.9. I'm soon to hand over this studio to the very lovely Jo. She's taking you travelling this afternoon, and when I have a second, I'll see if I can find out where you're going to go. But always a wonderful program, Escape Pod, with Jo and Ross and Mark, the regular team. One or two or three may all be in today. We're not quite sure yet, but it will be a wonderful, wonderful program, as always. And then, of course, the remainder of our lifestyle programs that will take you through the afternoon. I need to say a big thank you to Joe Varghetto and to Casey Wall and my surprise guest, Tiff, who all came in to talk about the wonderful charity event that is the Tour de Chef. It's, of course, on next Sunday, the 27th of September. It's an 85-kilometre fundraiser for Second Bite. They're going to get out and ride from Collingwood to Carrum and then on to Main Ridge, and they're all trying to raise some money. So you can go into the venues and support them. That's Mr. Pianco in Kew, or, of course, Rockwell and Sons in Collingwood. There's also Woodland House, Lapino, St. Crispin, Tibor, O'Connell's, Movida Aki, all part of that wonderful, wonderful charity event. And then, of course, the Variety VIP Grand Final Lunch, a wonderful day at Crown, of course, as well. So you can get along and enjoy a nice bit of Terps and Tucker, and you know you're supporting a wonderful cause. You can meet some footy players and all of that, and enjoy a very good time. So I'm going to leave you with a bit more music, I think, for the remainder of the program. It will be to do with a bicycle, of course, because that was the reason we had the folks in to talk about the Tour de Chef. I'll be back. I won't be with you next week, but there will be a show next week. I'll be with you the following week. So until I talk to you next, this has been Cravings here on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.